Launch Control, the spacecraft commander, astronaut Pete Conrad, now fitted snugly into his couch on the left-hand seat of the Apollo 12 spacecraft, and the space suit technician and backup command module pilot Al Warden, now giving astronaut Alan Bean a hand in checking him out. In each case, as an astronaut is brought in to the spacecraft, he goes through the same sequence, that is to hook up a communications cable, then actually hook the astronaut and his pressurized garment into the suit circuit system of the spacecraft to bring the oxygen flow to the suit. This is followed by some communications checks, and finally we get some preliminary medical readouts on each astronaut. And in a final check to assure that everything is okay, the spacecraft test conductor, in each case, asked the astronauts to check some panels nearby to assure that as he came aboard, he might not have inadvertently hit some of the switches. So in each case, we have a switch list check, a brief one. We expect that the spacecraft test conductor, Skip Chauvin, will be calling the third member of the crew, Dick Gordon, to come across the swing arm shortly. We'll be standing by. We appear to be right on time as far as our procedures are concerned. Here in the firing room, the crew continuing to monitor the status of the Saturn V launch vehicle as we continue with crew ingress. We're now at 2 hours, 36 minutes, 26 seconds and counting. We are go for Apollo 12 on our launch attempt with the window starting and the window opening at 11:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Kennedy Launch Control.